We will go to rugby now, and a surprise move today. Former All Blacks first five Dan Carter is returning to New Zealand rugby. Sources have confirmed to RNZ that the former Crusaders star will join the Blues for the Super Rugby Aotearoa competition, which kicks off on Saturday week. Rugby reporter Joe Porter is with us now. Joe.
Atamaria.
Crikey. Where did this come from?
I know, poor Crusaders and Cantabrians, put down your coffee before you spit it out. Dan Carter, your legend, your great, is heading to the Blues for Super Rugby Aotearoa. A crime in itself, no doubt, for Cantabrian fans. But look, Dan Carter, yes, he's making a return. He's coming back to New Zealand rugby. He's living in Auckland, of course, with his wife. He's after returning from Japan. He's 38 years old. He still thinks he has a lot left to offer in terms of knowledge, experience and his game-playing ability. And he's going to slot back into this Blues side and be unveiled to the rest of the team today at about midday.
Is he still going to be able to play at a level of Super Rugby?
Come on, he was a perfect 10 only last year.
What, 5 years ago, maybe?
Last year.
People have bagged Dan Carter when he was getting old as an All Black at the time in 2015. A lot of people were saying he was past it before he led the All Blacks and guided them to victory and a second back-to-back World Cup title. He was almost perfect that tournament. So, look, you wouldn't put it past him. They say class is forever and form is temporary, so we'll soon see.
But they've got Beauden Barrett. Haven't they got the big star already? What do they need Dan Carter for?
Well, that's right. I suppose he wants to give something back by imparting his knowledge and his wisdom to the team. And look, if you were a coach of a Super Rugby side and you had a guy like him come in and say, look, I'm happy to come into your side and offer, I guess, just my knowledge and help and advice around the park and around the training field, you say, absolutely, he's one of the greatest rugby players of all time. Why would you not? Or Terry Black was their standout first five before Super Rugby was suspended. So look, Beauden Barrett was already in a race to try and beat Or Terry Black for the first five spot. It's my understanding that Beauden Barrett's going to play fullback anyway, so it's more likely to be Or Terry Black and Dan Carter fighting out for first
spot. The New Zealand Rugby Football Union, or the Rugby Union, whatever we call them now, they must be pretty happy about this because it's tough times for them, and now they've got this big star, big name, coming back into this new competition.
Absolutely, and not only that, he's potentially fighting with the current All Blacks first five for the Blues pivot spot, which is a fantastic sort of, I guess, internal battle that goes on as well. Can he recapture the form that he showed in 2015? So many questions that people will be interested to see answered. And of course, we may have crowds next week as well. Imagine that. The Blues have got a home game too. Dan Carter on the bench. Yes, he is. He's injury free. He's training with the team today, so we should be able to see him running around for the first time. Look, it's a big coup for them. It'll be a massive marketing job. And look, Beauden Barrett and Dan Carter on the same team. The sort of the mentor and the prodigy.
As a Cantabrian, I have to say, the Blues are looking quite good this year, aren't they, really?
Yeah, absolutely. And look, he's not the only one. John R4, former All Black prop who's been playing overseas, tweeted last night, did I just read Dan Carter is coming back to have a run around the Blues? If so, I'm off to the airport with my boots. You joining me, Joe Rokothoko, Jerome Kainor? So who knows what could yet come.
Bring very back good. Buck.
Yeah, well, it's timeless.
Class is forever, form is temporary. Is that what you said, Joe Porter?
That's right.
I've got no idea what that might mean.
That's perfect. Probably perfect in your instance, Kim. It really does refer to you.
On account of the fact that I'm so old, get out of here, you whippersnapper.